10. Language and Sexism. The fact that on hearing someone say, "My cousin is a professor," or "a doctor," or "a lawyer," most people would conclude that the cousin was a man, has nothing to do with the English language, but a great deal to do with the fact that historically, women have not been prominent in these professions. Similarly, if you heard someone say, "My cousin is a nurse," elementary school teacher, model, whore, prostitute, you would no doubt conclude that the cousin was a woman. The linguist Saul Saporta pointed out that it is less easy to understand why the sentence, "My neighbor is a blonde," brings the response that the speaker is referring to a woman. This could be due to the fact that the physical characteristics of women in our society assume greater importance than those of men, because women are constantly exploited as sex objects. This is further borne out by studies analyzing the language used by men in reference to women, which often has derogatory or sexual connotations. Such terms go very far back into history, and sometimes enter the language with no pejorative implications, but gradually gain them. Thus, from Old English, huswife, housewife, the word hussy was derived. Muriel Schultz points out, for example, in their original employment, a laundress made beds, a needlewoman came to sew, a spinster tended the spinning wheel, and a nurse cared for the sick. But all apparently acquired secondary duties in some households, because all became euphemisms for a mistress or a prostitute at some time during their existence. One striking fact about the asymmetry between male and female terms in many languages is that when there are male-female pairs, it is the male form which for the most part is unmarked, and the female term which is created by adding a bound morpheme or by compounding. We have many such examples in English. Male, female. Prince, princess. Count, countess. Host, hostess. Heir, heiress. Hero, heroine. Paul, Pauline. One talks of a male nurse because it is expected that a nurse will be female. And for parallel reasons, we have the compounds lady doctor, career woman, and woman athlete. The unmarked or male nouns also serve as the general term, as do the male pronouns. The brotherhood of man includes women, but sisterhood does not include men. Changes in the language are taking place, however, and reflect the growing consciousness of sexism in society. Thus today, at the University of California at Santa Cruz, not only are there chairpersons of departments, but a fresh person class, as well as sophomore, junior, and senior classes. Changes in the language follow changes in society. Hopefully, they may also affect male attitudes toward women. But the language is not responsible for the sexism. It merely reflects it. It is, however, unfortunate that the asymmetrics mentioned above do exist. The fact that the woman adopts the man's name in marriage can be traced back to early and to a great extent current legal practices. Thus, we often refer to a woman as Mrs. Jack Fromkin, but seldom refer to a man as Mr. Vicky Fromkin. We talk of Professor and Mrs. John Smith, but seldom, if ever, of Mr. and Dr. Mary Jones. Furthermore, it is insulting to be called a spinster, and even more so, an old maid, but certainly not to be called a bachelor. There is nothing inherently pejorative about the word spinster. The connotations reflect the different views society has about an unmarried woman, as opposed to an unmarried man. It isn't the language that is sexist, it is society.